Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we're in the fourth day of the O Antiphons, and I would like to tie together this invocation of the Messiah with the readings today. We heard in the first reading from Isaiah the prophecy, the sign that was given by the Lord himself. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. And in the gospel, we heard then the fulfillment of this prophecy, the angel telling Mary, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." The O Antiphon today appeals to this messianic prophecy. We know that the Messiah will be a son of David, an heir to the throne of David. And the O Antiphon for today is the following. O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, thou openest and no man dare shut, thou shuttest and no man dare open. Come, lead from prison the fettered one, the dweller in darkness and the shadow of death. We heard, I think, in the first day of the O Antiphons, the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew and the genealogy, which also the evangelist St. Luke takes up a genealogy, presents a genealogy, and the two are not identical, but both of them show that Jesus is a rightful heir to the throne of David. Through the genealogy of Saint Matthew, let's see if I'm getting this right. One of them, now I'm confused if it's Matthew or Luke, one of them shows the lineage being through Joseph, and that's a legal claim to the throne, whereas the other shows the lineage through Mary, and that's a natural lineage. And the point I'd like to make is that even in the O Antiphon today, which refers to the Messiah to come as the key of David, there is a Marian dimension to it. The radix Jesse, or the root of Jesse, which was yesterday's O Antiphon, is through Mary, who is in the natural line of descendants from Jesse, David's father. And there's also a couple of other ways that we can see a Marian dimension in this reference to the key of David. Mary is known as the gate of heaven, Porta Coeli. And she exercises a certain ability to open this gate as though having the key. And the key, in this case, is her fiat, fiat mihi, be it done unto me according to thy word. And when she pronounced this acceptance of God's will, then the King of Glory entered into our world, and the Word was made flesh. And so Christ coming into the world then is the fulfillment of this messianic promise of an heir of David who would come. The O Antiphon appeals to Jesus, come, lead from prison the fettered one, the dweller in darkness and the shadow of death. And Christ enlightens us, we who are in darkness, in the darkness of sin and the shadow of death, which is the fruit of sin. And he has the keys to unlock salvation for us, which he did through his sacrifice. And he conferred the power to open the gates of heaven to the church in Peter, in Matthew 15, chapter 15, verse 19, he says, after Peter makes his confession of faith, I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound also in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose upon earth, it shall be loosed also in heaven. And we have a reference relative to that gospel in the O Antiphon. Thou openest, and no man dare shut. Thou shuttest, and no man dare open. Jesus opened the gates to heaven for us, and he said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so we also see in this reference the gift of confession, the sacrament of confession and reconciliation, through which the baptized who once again fall into sin can be freed from that prison, that enslavement to sin once again through the power of Christ given to the church to loose on earth and to loose in heaven. As we approach the last days of, as we approach Christmas in these last days of Advent, let us personally, each one, if we haven't yet made a good confession in this season of Advent, take this opportunity in the days that remain to benefit from that power that Christ gave to the church, the key of David, which unlocks the heir, the heritage that is ours. We're called to eternal life, and we need to be in union with Christ, the King of Glory, so that we can follow him to glory. And the only thing that impedes us is sin. And Christ wants to open that door for us, wants us to ask for forgiveness. So when we call out to Christ, let us realize that it lies also within our power to simply approach the church, approach Christ's ministers and the priest, and ask to confess our sins and be freed. We turn to Mary, mother of our Lord, and ask her to help us once again to open the door for us if we are in a state of sin. Praise be Jesus and Mary.